Waukesha. Yeah! That's the word for it. That's the only word for it. But where's the gazebo? A five-pointed star, Waukesha is a five-pointed star centered with a gazebo. When you reach the gazebo, you know you're in Waukesha, and they moved it. So it's been a while. I haven't been here since the 70s. You know, the ex-wife, the Myers. Any Myers here? My ex-former first wife, family, Myers? No, I guess not. They didn't make it. So I used to come. I think last time I was here was probably 75. 74, maybe. 75, we weren't speaking, I think. We spoke for the first half of the year. It's been a while. We used to come all the time, though. And that's why they said they were going to put us up in the Clark Hotel. It was a flop house. You know, I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, I was a little... I had no idea to refurbish it. Now it's very nearly a luxury.
It is a luxury.
A luxury hotel by comparison, anyway. So it was like the old Schlitz Hotel. Remember the Schlitz? In fact, it may have been the Schlitz Hotel. Well, that goes back a ways. You're in town. It's very nice. Now there's even an E on the end of Clark, so you know it's really gone upscale. Waukesha, of course, from the Algonquin word, slow down. It's the state trooper headquarters. The 36th best small city in the country, ladies and gentlemen. The 36th best small city. Can't say that enough. Pewaukee didn't place for some reason. I don't get it. Surprisingly, even with the downtown Pewaukee signs on 94. I keep meaning to take that, you know, because, you know, Pewaukee having a downtown is really big news. Because Pewaukee is where you used to go with your dad and sit in the boat while he smoked cigars, and your brother put a hook through his finger, a thumb, and you'd sit out there and they'd catch weeds. You know, Pewaukee is an Indian word for a weed lake, you know, basically. Lake of the Weeds or something like that. Pewaukee. So I don't know if they changed that or not, but yeah. And now it's got a downtown, so that's pretty exciting. What's in downtown Pewaukee? Just curious. What? Not much. You? Okay. All right, just curious. I don't know. Haven't been there in a while. Got to go back, actually. While we're here, we should go in there. 36th best small city is a great honor. You just have to stop using it on everything. Because it's like on all the city stationery, all of, you know, the parks, everything comes out of the city, says 36th best small city. And frankly, it's not that great, 36th, you know, you come in 36th in most things. I mean, it's a great, and really, it's when you think about it, there are tens of thousands, and it's really, it is a good thing. It just doesn't sound that good. You say among the top small cities or something, and don't say 36th. I'll speak to the mayor about it while he's here. 36th is real good, though. Madison came in the 53rd, so that's why we don't mention that, you know. 53rd best small city in. Everyone in Madison wants to live in Waukesha, I'll tell you the truth. But when we were kids in Milwaukee, though, actually, my mom used to say, do you want me to send you to Waukesha as a threat? But it wasn't the city, it was because the reform school was out. School for boys, industrial school for boys. They made industrial boys or something. They took boys and they made them into donkeys or something. And it was in Waukesha. Yeah. Which didn't make it a destination for a lot of us. We didn't say, boy, someday, I hope they go. But now half those people live here, you know, so go figure. Other half live in New Berlin, so. Times change. People change. The Colossus of the Fox, Waukesha, Wisconsin. Astride it, as you were. Colossus, you know, astride things. Both sides of the fox, is what I'm saying. With me so far?
No.
Okay. We're talking promotional ideas here. Where if you nearly close your eyes in Frame Park, you can almost see the White Rock Lady gazing at a reflection in the spring. And I mean the thin, topless White Rock Lady. best logo of all time? I think so. Can't imagine a better one. She got thinner over the years, which is unusual for a White Rock lady. Anyway, I don't know what I'm saying, but she did. She started out a little, you know, they used to like them different. It was like the Campbell Soup kids. They were quite plump, too, in those days. Anyway, she made the Land O'Lakes Maiden look like mere packaging, I'll tell you that. People used to come here to take the waters. I think the radium did them some good or something, I don't know. And now it's a big deal, but that probably was the radium. I think that made a difference there. Also home of the Haunted High School, Waukesha South, pretty famous internationally for being haunted. South, am I right? South is haunted. You don't know that? Oh, yeah. A kid hung himself in the band room or something. Or he was well hung in the band. I know. Some despair. There was a gray swirling mass, which actually was a smoke from the boys' room, you know, which was they thought was a spirit of some sort. Don't worry about it. The black shirts. I'd worry more about being called black shirts than the ghosts, actually. The fighting black shirts. To this day, actually, Sammy and Kurt wear black shirts. The Bodines, you know. They went to South. And I've never seen either of them not wearing a black shirt. Small point, but well made. Okay. All right, don't worry about that too much there. More important, South just killed in the mental gymnastics competition. What do they call that? You guys know? The what? Academic decathlon. I thought it was mental gymnastics. But they were like number one or something. Yeah, cool. South. Yeah. South, in the Newsweek high school rankings, was number 1,278. The 1,278th best high school in America. And West was the 1,352nd, so they're right behind them. New Berlin came in at 646. But those are all really good rankings, because we're talking about hundreds of thousands of high schools in this case, so that's all good. New Berlin, of course, there's new money in New Berlin, so that's why they did a little better. Madison didn't seem to be in the listings as far as high school, so probably a typo. Oh, this just in, the emergency staff at Memorial Hospital is on furlough this weekend, so don't do anything stupid, especially involving ice or roofs, okay? Because no one's going to pick you up off the driveway, is what I'm saying. All right. You think they would have staggered the furloughs, have the whole emergency staff on furlough at the same time. Does that make any sense? It is funny, though, now they say Waukesha needing water is a funny thing, because it's like Newcastle needing coals, you know? Because the Wa in Waukesha is water, for water. Water is spelled W-A-U-T-E-R. Everyone knows that. I don't know what the Keisha is for, and I'm afraid to find out, too. And actually, the radium there kills a lot of the bad stuff in the water, so it was a good thing. Plus, it has the healing properties. And you got to ask yourself, do you really want water that's been through Milwaukee? I'd rather go with the radium. Getting the water is easy. Giving it back is tricky. Because frankly, take the water, but Milwaukee does not want it back when you're done with it. So that's going to be a problem. And now in all the greater Waukesha news that isn't, from the pages of the Waukesha Freeman. So the flag is still on there, I noticed. The number of stars change over the years, but the flag is still in. What do we got here? Waukesha, hey, here it is. Waukesha West dominates academic decathlon regionals. Very good. Hopes ride high on Packers bandwagon. Oh, this is an old issue. Area businesses benefit from playoff run. Yeah, I don't think you can call that a run exactly. The guy from Rob Dobratz, owner of Sports Cards and Sports Memorabilia. You have to love the playoffs just being in this business, he said. Okay. And the popcorn people were good about it because they had the green and gold popcorn too. The popping on Broadway pops. Yeah, didn't last though. Oh, then we got, let's see, the Butler couple, husband and wife running for the village board in Butler. The Hesselgraves, Sue and Dave, known for their block parties. Besides coordinating building a better Butler, Sue Hesselgraves said she also coordinates the Butler Farmers Market and began the Adopt a Sidewalk program. During their years in the community, Hesselgraves began a block party in their neighborhood in order to help everyone get to know their neighbors. The couple also own a home repair company called Honey Dew Helpers. I'm the honey, he's the dew. Hesselgraves, a little update on that. Missed the Swap Fest. Sorry about that. That would be worth going to. Let's see what else is here. In the Freeman. They're not online, see, so I actually had to purchase a copy, but I didn't want to buy too many of them. Blake Osinski, Stack Hansen, these are the weddings here in page 2, the Freeman, of course. Davis Wood, not a single same-sex marriage in the Freeman. In this edition, anyhow, that could change at any time now. Robert and Violet King of Lomiro celebrate 60 years of marriage. They were married at Trinity Lutheran Church. 60 years of marriage. Actually, they've been married 80 years. They just celebrate the 60. All right, that's good. Let's see what else is here now. Pewaukee police. They found that Pewaukee is no worse with the police off the streets. They got rid of the police in Pewaukee. This is encouraging to a lot of...
They did? No police in Pewaukee?
Well, they have, I guess the sheriff stops by once in a while. But otherwise, I think you're pretty much on your own now there in Pewaukee. Pewaukee's always been self-policing.
Yeah.
I don't think they have any problems there. Officials say snow removal went well here. Salt levels remained plentiful. Everything went really well. Waukesha Public Works Director Fred Abadi said, other than that, it was just another snowstorm. There was one incident. A Waukesha resident called in the Waukesha Police Department to report a county plow on Highway 18 that, quote, drove past and blasted him with a copious amount of snow, causing him to fall down. The man was told by the police to make a complaint with the county. I haven't heard about that. I'm guessing he maybe didn't call. Okay, they're saving their salt, though, so they're good there. If something else happens yet, which it probably will, you know. Okay, Dr. Peter got several options for hip pain relief. And he had a thing about black hairy tongue, too, I saw. Someone wrote in, should I be worried about black hairy tongue? You know, Gott's got that column in there in the Freeman. And I think the answer is yes. I think if you have a black hairy tongue, at the very least you should be worried. Nelson spending less than predecessors. There you go. That's good, I guess. The water main broke again. Sound off, no snakes. To all the business proprietors and management of the shops at Fox River, I live within sight of the new complex. I did welcome it, in particular the new Target store, but there are still other Target stores and other businesses and restaurants. If Petco will be having snakes on their premises, I cannot and will not set foot on any part of the entire center complex. That is inclusive of any precautions which Petco may include. So there's a shot across the bow of Petco. And I think, do they have snakes at Petco? They probably do. So I'm not going there either. I think it's point well made. Waukesha taxes, early prisoner release,
yeah.
Bus system. Waukesha bus system. This I didn't write and comment on a ludicrous letter because all day bus riders, because I knew fellow riders would be equally unabashed and write in. But as usual, I need to add my 2 cents when people act like jerks. Most of my transportation needs are met by bus. I know all the people referred to. I chat with them and enjoy that slice of life. I've never seen any of these people scaring children, and that's what's ludicrous. These people pay for monthly passes and often are going to job interviews. And they never get the jobs, though, do they? In the present job market, many who aren't handicapped want to work but don't get hired, but for the grace of God. Yes, okay, so there's defense of the bus system. Police blotter.
Yeah.
Theft was reported at Waukesha North. Disorderly conduct. Person was arrested. Retail theft. Sunset Drive. Man was arrested on a warrant. Yeah, nothing. Nothing funny in police blotter. Okay. Just, okay, that's old news there. Trumpeter Swans, I don't know. Brookfield, mayor's race. Oh, yeah, should you have to worry if you have a black, hairy tongue? Yes. And here's probably one of my favorite news articles that I ran into. This is actually out of the town of Brookfield. A gentleman there, Owen Durrigan, citing privacy violation, local man seeks to block water meter installation. Town of Brookfield. Owen Durrigan needs to have his water meter replaced by January 31st, but he is not putting the new one without a fight. The town of Brookfield resident has concerns about the new meter. He doesn't want it blinking every 4 seconds. He feels it is a privacy invasion because the town can frequently see updated water usage for his home. And I quote, "They can determine how many times I flush the toilet." Other than that, there's just this item here. Would-be robber arrives too late to rob bank. Okay. The man who arrived to rob the Guardian Credit Union in Waukesha arrived 6 minutes after it closed. The man said he was wearing a ski mask, entered the first set of doors at 5:36 p.m. Wednesday with a gun, apparently not realizing the bank was closed. The second set of doors was locked and police were called in, but the man left before they arrived. Waukesha Police Sergeant Jerry Habanek told the Freeman in Waukesha that police are reviewing security tapes and investigating. He said the robber could have planned poorly or possibly had another reason, like getting tied up in traffic. Thank you. That's all the Greater Waukesha news. That is